It really isn't. This is Betty Lockery Hoag on June the 5th, 1965, interviewing Christina Jeanette Abel.
Christine,
and that spells C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E. Jeanette, J-E-A-N-N-E-T-T-E. And she's commonly called Jean, J-E-A-N. And Abel is A-B-E-L. In her home in Montecito, California.
Butterfly Lane.
On Butterfly Lane. It's a wonderful name, isn't it? Goes with your garden.
Yes.
Which is so beautiful. Miss Abel has been one of the leading art teachers in California for many years. She's a very fine artist herself in the field of painting and sculpture. She does not officially belong in my interviews of artists of the federal arts period because she was not on any of the projects. However, I think of her as a periphery artist because she had some most interesting experiences with people who were connected with the project and in doing some work on it, which I'm going to ask her about later. First, I want to ask you very briefly about your life. Would you mind telling us where you were born and your birthday, if you care to, for the tape, and where you were educated?
I was born in Colusa County.
Perusa?
Colusa, C-O-L-U-S-A.
Thank you.
Colusa County, California, mm-hmm. On a ranch.
A cattle ranch.
No.
Wheat ranch.
A wheat ranch.
Yes, you told me.
Mm-hmm. On November the 21st, 1890.
Mm-hmm. And you've already told me, Miss Abel, that you came from a very artistic family. I know that you have a brother who is a very fine dancer, and your family were all interested in art. So at a very early age, you decided you wanted to be an artist, didn't you?
That's right, mm-hmm. The age of six.
And your family moved to San Francisco.
Our family moved to San Francisco and later to Oakland. I was in entering the high school when the earthquake and fire in San Francisco came.
Hmm.
And our family then moved up to Colusa, California, the county seat of Colusa County. And I graduated there from the high school,
mm-hmm.
And then returned to San Francisco, where I entered the old Mark Hopkins, which was then known as the San Francisco Institute of Art and the California School of Design, where I received my diploma.
And at that time you...
That was affiliated with the University of California.
Oh, I see. And was it there that you had Armand Hansen as a teacher?
No.
That was later.
That was during that time, during the summer, I studied with Armand Hansen in Monterey. Miss Forbes and I went to Monterey.
And that's Helen K. Forbes.
Helen Catherine.
And she was on the San Francisco project later. I want to bring this in.
Yes.
And you worked with him in the
summer.
And
I worked with him two summers.
Mm-hmm. And, I'm sorry, the man we talked about last night. Xavier Martinez.
Oh, Xavier Martinez.
You worked with
I worked
when?
With him later.
I see.
After I returned from my work in the Army Base Hospital, Fort Sam Houston.
Well, I'm racing your story then. I thought it was at this time.
No.
He was one of the foremost California painters and a wonderful
definitely.
Man.
Mm-hmm. Outstanding artist and bohemian.
And you had planned to go into just the painting field, and I know that...
Just the sculpturing field.
Sculpturing, I see.
And I was invited by Helen to go on the sketching.